What's going on, guys? And welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life.
Amen. Amen.
What? We had a little smoke session before this, so this is one of those episodes. Grab onto your chairs. We're going to go down some weird rabbit holes. You're probably not going to understand it sometimes, but just come with us.
But that's okay. It'll be a good time. We'll have fun. It's okay. It's okay.
I got Stitch on. What's up, Stitch? No, I got Julio. What's up, my guy?
How are you?
Dude, pretty high.
Same.
Yeah. I'm chilling, man.
I feel that. That's pretty good, though. I like
that. That was a good Stitch impression, bro.
Oh, I meant the weed, but yeah, that too. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. I bought it from a dispensary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was what is
shop
it?
Local.
It was called, like, Awesome Dope, so shout out Awesome Dope. They're the ones that they gave us that good smoke sesh right there.
The homies.
Yeah.
Well,
it must be fun. I always think about it. It's probably pretty fun to work on a weed farm.
I feel like it'd be fun. I don't know.
I know they don't smoke their own product, but I'm sure they, like, every once in a while they'll be like, hey, you guys want to try this?
Right.
Like, I bet that happens.
At least at some point, you know.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're coming out with a new strand or something like that. Like, take like a gram with you home or some, you know, something.
Right.
No, it'd be fun, like, figuring out, like, how to do all the cloning and stuff, you know,
yeah.
Messing with different genotypes. Sorry, I'll nerd out on this shit.
Like, no, I agree, because I think it's fascinating, too. Like, I had my, like, one of my best friends, River, he's super into that stuff. Like, he's all about, like, the hybrids and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, the breeding process of those, like, plants. I don't know anything about it. I couldn't go into deep. Like, deep thoughts. I know he explained it one time, but I was like, when we were picked, I don't remember that shit now.
There's this dude on YouTube, actually. He's like, he grows in Canada, I guess, or something like that.
Fun.
And he just does, like, grow tips and shit like that.
Yeah.
But no, he kind of dives in a little bit, and, like, he explains it in, like, a really neutral way. So, like, even if you're new to it, like, you know, he'll still use, like, the actual terminology, but he'll be like, so basically, you do this.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Dope. You know? But no, like, no.
Like, if I'm only a little bit high, I'll probably remember.
Right.
Hey. Dude. I remember on the last episode we did, I had this thought. I forget what we were talking about. But I, like, it was like, oh, the first time we were, like, smoking, like, high intense one when I, like, thought I cracked myself. It also made me think of the time when I first did, like, a dab. You know, like, since we baked weed, first time I ever did a dab, bro, and I got so high and, like, so freaking paranoid, bro. Like, I crawled behind, like, this, like, I was at some dude's house, I forget his name, but there's, like, a couch, and behind it was just, like, a little sliver of space in the wall, and then it was, like, into, like, a corner.
Ooh.
I crawled into that corner behind the couch, bro. I was just chilling there, dude. Like, I was just like, I don't know why, but
turning the golem right quick.
Boy, I was like, yo, River. And he's like, yeah. Because he hit one too, but he's, like, done them before. So, like, he's having a great time.
Right.
And I was like, yo, River. And he's like, what's up, dude? I was like, yo, come here. He's like, where are you? I was like, I'm behind the couch. He's like, and he, like, crawls into, like, the... Dude, a River is, like, a true homie, bro. He's, like... He
gets in there with you.
He's a brother, bro. He comes in, he's, like... And he crawls in, dude, the nicest... What's up, dude?
How you doing? Doing all right in here, guy?
And I was like, we gotta go. And he's like, we gotta go? And I was like, yeah, we just gotta go. And he's like, why? And he's like, I was like, we just gotta go. He's like, okay, girl, we can go. And we just got up, and we, like, walked out. And we walked back to my, like, homie Roberto's house. We just, like, walked away. We just said bye to everyone and left.
Gotta go, guys.
Yeah. I got, like, I don't know. I got, like, weird. And then after that, like, walk, I was, like, all chilling, bro. Wait, like, because I was, like, in familiar territory.
You get there? Like, why did we leave?
Was, like, oh, brother, yeah. Dude, they're like, bro, you got high. But they all knew it was my first time. So they kind of, like, thought it was funny.
Right.
I mean, I think it was funny, too. I crawled behind the couch, bro. I don't know why.
Just turn into a pyramid real quick.
I remember my boy just... What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Doing all right in here?
Dude.
Man, see, the first time I did a dab, no one told me really how to take it. I thought you just, because of, like, how, like, the rig looks, I thought it was just, like, you hit it like you would, like, a bong or something.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and basically, I was just,
yeah.
You just smack it.
Yeah. And now looking back on it, too, they did not give me a small dab. Like, now that I
knew what they were doing.
Yeah, bro. Like, now that I know, like, what, like, the size is kind of, or, like, oh, that's a good dab to chill on. You know? Now looking back now, I'm like, man, they fucked me up. That's crazy. But no, like, I died for, like, 5 minutes. I was just coughing. And then I was like, bro, I'm going to take a nap. Fell asleep for, like, 4 hours. But I got some good sleep, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I've greened out a couple times. Those times are interesting. That was an interesting ride, man.
No, for
interesting.
I don't know. Whenever it hits me, I'm usually already, like, that comfortable state, because I'm all like, all right, I'm not going to probably be moving anywhere. Where is my cocoon going to be? And I'll be like, all right, I'm going to pick this corner of the couch, put on something.
Like, oh, dude, you get, like, you fall back. Like, when you lay back, bro, and, like, you start, like, falling.
Yeah.
Like, you just start falling, and it's, like, it feels like you, like, kind of, like, jumped off of, like, an Empire State Building. Like,
man, you ever had those ones?
I think it's sick.
You, like, blink, and, like, you passed out for, like, 30 minutes just right there. Just, whoa, what?
It all depends on what I smoked. So, if it's indica, I will, I'm shutting down, bro. And then, but if it's sativa, I'm up and awake. Like, so I'm, like, in my head, bro. I'm, like, zoned out. I'm imagining, like, movies and, like, scenarios that will never happen. Like, yeah, some crazy stuff, bro. Revolutionary guys fighting dinosaurs. Like,
George,
that's like the headspace I'm in right now, dude. Like, if I wasn't engaged in a conversation with you, dude, I'd be like just staring at a wall. Just like zoned out, bro. Like, thinking of shit.
Imagining a whole new world.
A whole new world.
Aladdin, genie, help me.
Bro. What would you use your, like, wishes as? You're, like, Aladdin, bro. Like, would you be like, yeah, dude, I want the princess? Or would you be like, dude, I just want, like, a cooler empire.
Am I in the same position as Aladdin, or do I have my own intelligence?
Nah, like, I guess even if you're in the same position as Aladdin, bro, like, I mean, he just thought the princess was hot. That's, like, why he wanted it, so his wishes were geared to more. He was thinking with his, like, little brain instead of his big brain.
He's thinking with a little
brain. So, like, if you're, like, nah, dude, I'm not going to, like, chase a girl. Maybe, like, because, like, think about it. You're an emperor, bro. Girl's going to come to you.
Right.
Like, you think about it. He's just, like, wish for an empire. And then you have that. And you're like, I want my empire to be prosperous. So, like, you could, like, wish for something like that. And, the third one, you could be like, you know what, genie, you could be free. You could still do
right.
that.
Chill out, bro.
Later, bro. Like, I'm set, bro. I'm like, I'm chilling. I'm now gonna like start my like dynasty.
Right. I don't know. Like,
if you have an empire, bro, then you could have just gone over to our kingdom. And like, yo, what's up? But no, I'm gonna marry him, and then boom, you combine your kingdoms. You start, bro.
That's
what happens when you think it through. Oh.
Plot twist. No, I could see that. Yeah. I mean, probably just wish to end the war so that way you gain the emperorship, have a wish for a kingdom that prospers. And then, yeah.
End
peace.
War.
Like the war that the country is fighting, I guess.
So, what, were they in a war? Like,
oh, we're talking about Aladdin still, or Genie still. I'm thinking we're just like in general. Gotcha.
Oh, you're seeing like right now, like a genie popped up in this room.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
So what would you wish for if a genie was like, came out of that SpongeBob box that was from an Australia?
Rob the pizza box.
On his second deployment to Australia, he was a part of the same battalion as me. Mm. So I was there the first time with him. And the second time, he wanted to bring me back something. And he got me the pizza box. And he was like, I brought you a Krusty Krab pizza.
And I was like, what?
And he's like, dude, I brought you a pizza box from Australia with SpongeBob on it. And I was just like, thanks, dude. I'm going to hang this up in the background of my podcast.
I love that.
Yeah.
So like a genie just suddenly comes out of that box. And he's like, yo, three wishes, go. What are you doing?
End war.
So world peace.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wish for a brighter future, I suppose. And then...
That's like real vague, dude. But I feel like...
I don't know.
With like, the genie's not chill like that. And he's like, oh, that's really vague. And he's like, you're a brighter future, but you're like a... I don't know, like a...
Cranks the sun up real quick.
There you go. No, that'd be crazy. That'd be crazy.
You were specific. Yeah, that's the thing. You gotta be really specific with genies.
I don't know.
Like, world peace is, I guess, pretty specific. Like, you're like, yo, I just don't want anyone in wars.
Right.
No more killing.
Right. Diplomatic solutions only, I guess.
Yeah, humans can't kill humans. And you took that option away. And now, like, it, like, becomes weird. Like, some guy, like, goes to stab a guy. He's like, oh, I just... Like, what the heck?
Dang. That's crazy.
Shoots a gun. Like, what? Fuck, the ability to kill everyone. Oh, my gosh, dude. What would happen? This is... Okay. Dark thought with that thought process. I'm sorry. So, warning, guys. Dark thought. Never do this option. What happens if like that happened right as someone was gonna kill themselves?
I don't know.
Cause they took it away. They took it away, bro. It's like that's some Rick and Morty scene, bro. They would do something like that. Like he like falls and just hits the ground, just and bounces back up. What?
How would you call that physically?
He like looks up. God. You know what? There is more to life.
Hit by a train, still, you know, just get slingshot somewhere.
And he's like, no one's gonna believe this.
That'd be interesting. Someone not taking, like, physical damage.
Yeah, but never, hey, suicide's never the option, guys. Like, I mean, like, there's always hope and there's always light. I just want to put that out there. Before we move on from that topic, I just want to, like, that's what I say.
Nah, you're good. Find help if you need help.
Yes. There's always someone like ready to listen. You can find it. You can always find it. Don't ever like give up.
Yeah. Well, are we gonna go down this rabbit hole?
Of what?
Oh, we could if you want.
Like mental health.
We could. I'm high. Well, you started it. So I was like, wait, are we doing this?
That's why I was just like putting out some good vibes first before we moved on. Like just to like cover my bases, just so people know where I stand with it. I never want to bring it up and then just click.
No, he was like, by the way, though, like, no, like, we love you, you know? No, for real. Yeah.
Dude, I would have some boys that, like, right after that, they'd be like, I won't say, I won't put that out there. Never mind, guys. Oh, dang. I'm thinking of so many different things. Like, what would it be like to be in the Revolutionary War? Like, could you imagine, like, being a medieval, like, soldier? What would it be like, bro? Like, it probably been, like, terrible.
Which one would you prefer to be in? Like...
Revolution or medieval?
Revolutionary, medieval, Gothic Empire.
What the heck's Gothic Empire?
Like, when the Goths took over.
Sound that? Like Vlad the Impaler?
No, not necessarily. What war was that? When the Goths conquered Rome? Or tried to conquer Rome? Something like that. I can't remember.
Were they, like, barbarians? Gothic? Are you talking about the Gulf? Maybe it's the Gulf? Yeah, look this up. Fact check.
I'm curious.
I'm curious too now. I didn't know this was like an empire at one point. So are all the Goth people like trying to be like descendants of the Gothic Empire?
August 27th. Fort Finn. Alaric leads the Visigoths in their sack of Rome in 410. The Visigoths were a Germanic people who lived...
So they were like barbarians. Were the Germanics more like the barbarian tribes and stuff at that time? Or maybe they were more... What's the picture like? What did they look like? We know what Roman soldiers look like.
Kind of like that, I guess.
They look like knights and stuff.
They almost look Turkish, kind of.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But, in 410, yeah.
sacking of Rome, that must have been nuts. Dude, imagine being a part of an army.
That was a really good pun. I'm really sorry.
What?
The sacking of Rome, that must have been nuts.
But no, dude, like, imagine being the invading army, like a soldier in that, like going into a city, like sacking a city.
Me crazy.
How crazy, how high, like high on adrenaline you probably were. Imagine being like at a siege tower and you're like the third row back. And then you see that thing go down and like you just see like literally like 20 feet away from you, like an archer shooting. The guy right next to you gets like right in the neck, bro. You're like running across this wood like little bridge onto a wall. Yeah, dude. Jumping into like a group where they're just like this close, bro. Just trying to like get like a stab. Like, oh,
why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here?
I know, dude. Like literally, imagine like the thinking like, or like, are you just blank? Did they just go like blank in their mind and they're just like, kill, like, do they, that's all they like.
Just another day in the office. Yeah.
It's just like elevator music.
Leonidas, how are you today? No.
What a beautiful day. I mean, the Spartan culture, they like glamorized it. They loved it.
Definitely.
I mean, dying in battle was like the way to go.
Take me out, put me in, coach.
Yeah, it was like kill as many as they could until I die. And if I don't die, then cool, I get to go to the next battle.
Right. I know. Imagine 300 Spartans.
Dude, me and my boy were just talking about that like on FaceTime. So like my boy got me on this like fitness program. I'm trying to get healthy again, bro. This isn't healthy, but I'm trying to get healthy.
This isn't healthy, but we're trying one day at a time.
Exactly. One baby step at a time. Like, I'm starting to eat cleaner. I'm working out, like, every, like, it's, like, 5 days a week. I, like, do, like, this program. I got, like, an app he has me on. And then, like, he'll, like, monitor me. Like, we'll call and talk. But he's, like, one of my best friends, so we'll always, like, just talk a little bit, and then we'll go down, like, rabbit holes together. And we were talking about, damn, you gotta remind me what we were just talking about. My high brain just literally just blanked. What was the start of this process?
God damn it. I was getting too involved with what you were saying. I was like...
The Roman Empire.
Oh, the movie 300. That's right.
Oh, we started talking about the Spartans and 300.
Yeah.
And
we're talking about it face to face.
Yeah. And we're talking about, like, most people don't know that, like, there was, like, other battlefields, like, during that. There was roughly, like, 300 to 500 Spartans at the actual hot gates. And then the rest, there's, like, a couple thousand, like, somewhere else. And then there's, like, 10,000, like, mercenary, like, the free fighters, whatever they call themselves. I don't really know. You can fact check me. I don't think they know the actual number, but I want to say it was, like, around 10,000. That were actually involved in this battle, and it was more impressive than still even 300 to like 500 Spartans held this
right.
little area from waves into waves into waves of force.
Why didn't they only send us?
With the king too, they're like, dang. But like the other, they wanted like, I mean, I guess he knew it was a suicide mission. I mean, the king was like, yo, I'm gonna go out. Yeah, I mean, imagine like we don't know what he was thinking at that time.
Right.
We only have like. Maybe written things. I know they had a survivor, so that, I mean, they probably do have accounts of
right.
it, like the actual, like what he was probably like said or maybe did. I mean, that'd be crazy. I mean, I don't know if I've read anything like that. Leonidas' final days. That'd be crazy. I might have to look up that later. That might be a rabbit hole I go down.
That might be.
I mean, I wonder if like, I don't know how to spell Leonidas though.
L-E-O-N.
L-E-U-N.
Leonidas.
Leonidas.
Jesus.
Let's see. Yeah, yes. I want to see, maybe there was a documentary that actually covered it. No, it's just a movie, 300. The real story is 19 minutes.
Leonidas and his 300.
That'd be a long little thing. You know, it's a good chunk.
don't need to watch a 20-minute episode. I doubt anyone wants to listen to that. It was like 5 minutes, I'd be down. There's a lot of, whole timeline, 48 minutes. They're all like legit. Meet the Spartans. That was like a pretty funny.
I like that spoof.
Parody.
That one was hilarious. The fucking Megatron in there too. That one cracked me up. I was dying.
The dance off, bro.
Yeah. Oh my god.
The Yo Mama. It was all pretty. Yeah, it was all pretty heat. But that movie, dude. I almost want to rewatch 300 now. That was a good movie.
It was really good. Well done. I mean, even cinematically,
not accurate at all, but
right.
Very cool. Yeah, cinematic. How it was shot.
Did you ever see the second one?
Yeah, I did. I thought that was pretty good too.
I liked it.
I didn't find it bad. I thought it wasn't like as good as 300. 300 still won out of the two,
right?
Because I just like, you know, it was just top tier. The second one was solid. Like I still liked it. I rewatched it.
Have you? Did you ever watch any of? Well, do you watch like series as well, or do you only watch movies?
No, I watch. Yeah, I watch series. I got Game of Thrones tattoo, my guy.
Nice.
Like I got an Avatar: Last Airbender tattoo.
Oh yeah.
They dropped the live action trailer, bro. Have you seen it?
I haven't. He said, "I know what we're watching."
Bro, are you a fan?
I am.
Yeah, dude, I got a Fire Nation tattoo, like right below my.
I saw the first live action that they did, and I was not happy about it. And I'm I really hope this was better, bro.
I was walked out. I just stayed because I was like, I love Avatar: Last Airbender, and I was like, I'll have to sit, but this is it, bro. It looks so good. I got chills, bro. I got chills.
When does it come out?
I don't think, I don't know yet. Since Hux. Shoot,
bossing sick.
No, dude, that was a Mashu.
Oh,
there's only one way. It keeps awkward.
Sup, Mo?
I'm glad they got it right, dude. They got the ages, bro, because they were like 12. Like Sokka was like 16. Like they're actually like trying to like stick to the actual. I'm hyped.
Apple.
Dude, it looks so good. Momo, bro.
Momo look creepy looking, though, no lie. Man.
Momo looks pretty cool, though.
I don't know, bro.
He's a flying lemur, bro.
I mean, yeah. Still, though.
Oh, sure. Yeah, bro. Let's see. Let's see if it has a release. Oh, February
22nd. Okay.
Dude,
okay.
Next year, bro. That's going to be fire.
Bro, next year is less than 10 weeks away.
That's crazy.
Isn't it? Wild.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
Nutso changer.
Dude, time flies, man. I don't know. Kind of like, that's why you should always try to grab onto the moment, man. Enjoy it. Have a good time. I mean, you're not here forever. I mean, learn. We're always learning and changing. And the hope just keep changing into the better you, man.
Right.
And then, like, chase your happiness. I mean, we're here for a short time. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm taking the approach of podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, trying to put some love out there. But I'm also trying to figure myself out, too, while I'm doing this. I won't lie. Like, I'd be changing on the daily.
Right.
And, like, I'd be like, I don't know. I agree with this. And then the next day, I'd be like, you know what? Never mind.
There's always going to be new versions of yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
And, like, I don't know. I mean, yeah. Shoot. I'm just trying to put out love and trying to, like, you know what? Try to be the best guy you can. That's what I'm trying to put out while I figure out myself. I probably confuse the hell out of people.
Same. I'll definitely have those moments.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, I guess the biggest goal of this podcast is, like, really showing that, like, I can sit down with so many different people
and so many different vibes, and we can just have a good time.
Right.
Like, that's the real, like, this, that's what this podcast is. Like,
just have that nice moment.
Exactly. Capture. A moment where we're just sitting down, bro. We're taking a moment where we're just going to talk.
Yeah.
Talk about whatever we want. Weird, funny, I don't know, things. You wanted to get serious? You want to talk about inner feelings? Go for it. I'll be like, heck yeah. If you're like, dude, imagine being in the Revolutionary War. I'd be like, yeah, bro. I'll go down this rabbit hole. That's the thing. Like, I want to be open. I want to, like, find, like, new conversations. I want to find cool things. Even if we talked about the same thing every week, it's just, like, taking a moment, sitting down, just showing, like, hey, like, hang out, enjoy it.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Share the connection.
Yeah. There's so much you can talk about in, like, 1 hour. It's ridiculous.
Facts.
Like, yeah. Every time you've been on this podcast now, 2 episodes. So, I like, and it's like, oh, that was, like, an hour. That was an hour and 33, I think, our first one was. Oh, and we talked about a lot.
Yeah. And I remember being like, I forgot what all we talked about. Yeah. Like, I remembered a few of them. And then when I played back, I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
It's weird hearing yourself, huh?
It is sometimes. I don't know. I forget what I sound like sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of hearing my own voice sometimes. But, like, I've, like, kind of gotten over it. Mm. So I'm just like, that's how I sound. That's how I sound. It doesn't seem to bug anyone, so, like, it just must be a me thing. So that's why I kind of, like, I just accepted it. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I got a good voice. Maybe when I go a little deeper, I'm like, hello.
Where is she? Tell me where she is. Rachel.
Talk. Batman, he's not breathing. Talk.
Oh, imagine being Batman. Like, if Batman was real and you were able to actually be it, like, how crazy would that be? Like, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be insane to you because you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm Batman, because you, like, built yourself up to it. And you already had, like, your mom, dad's money. You're already freaking a billionaire running a...
Real G's moving silence like lasagna. No, I know, yeah, Batman.
You got Alfred, brother. Yo, I feel like Alfred always underrated because, like,
Alfred's a badass, bro.
Exactly, dude.
Alfred beat the shit out of Superman once.
What?
Yeah,
it's a thing.
Yeah. Alfred, he throws hands.
Like in what? Like a comic?
Yeah, one of the comics.
What happens in this comic? Like, I've never, like, I wonder if, like, there's a short video on.
There, go to, like, comic reviews
or it's
a. Alfred.
How do you spell Alfred's?
A-L-F-R-E-D?
Yeah.
I think they are. Think Alfred's play.
Alfred.
What?
Reverse. Where's the freaking V? There it is. There it is. See, I figured it'd be a something up. Oh! Is it that one?
It's the second one.
That
one's
that's
11 minutes.
11 minutes?
Is there another one?
That's short. Alfred Almost Kills is a short.
Sure, do that one. Maybe.
Superman, after completely losing his mind, would blame Batman for conspiring against him and being the cause of the death of Lois Lane, all for letting the Joker escape over and over again. So he flies straight to the Batcave. Inside, we see how Bruce is analyzing a pill that could give him an incredible ability to confront him. Unfortunately, when it came to Superman, there wasn't much he could do. And although for a moment he tried to distract him to take the pill, all it did was infuriate him even more. And for the first time, we see him scared, as he knew what was coming next. Alfred appears with a disappointed look on his face, and without warning, boom, a direct
hit,
and totally immobilized. And with all his rage, Alfred would give him the worst beating of his life, leaving Superman on the verge of death. Then he takes his master in his arms and carries him away. Superman, after completely losing his mind...
Oh, that was sorry over again. But, wow.
Yeah.
What the, hey, how did Alfred, like, take the pill?
I don't know. I can't remember how he was able to. I can't remember if he had, like, kryptonite in his hands or something. Or
like a weak point? I don't know, man. Well, you know, if you actually hit someone, like, in the nose, like,
right
upwards,
yeah,
it can, like, go and pierce their brain, bro. It could be a kill shot. Like, I feel like he did, actually doesn't even take that much force either. Like,
I think, like, what, like, maybe 15, 20 pounds?
Probably.
Something like that.
Like, you really get and just break it, like...
Ugh.
I know, right, dude? Crazy.
Oh.
But it's crazy, bro. Like, I mean, I used to be in the mindset where I'd be like, yeah!
Boss.
Dude, I gouged.
I got him.
I mean, I'm still, like, sometimes I'm in that mood where I'm like, yeah. I still, like, I like
like animes, and I like certain, like, I like The Boys, like I like gory stuff. But like thinking about that, like on myself now, that gives me the, because I'm like, dang, imagine just, because I'm thinking deep into it, right. Kind of what I'm thinking about. I'm like,
ooh. You can kind of, you can almost feel it, like, oh,
I feel like if I saw that in person, I'd be like, oh, and I'd be like, oh my god, oh my, oh dude, he dead. I'd be like, oh, call 911. Like, that'd be, oh dude, I'd be like, damn.
How was your day? I really want to talk about.
Oh yeah, yeah, that'd be crazy, man.
No, I feel that. I don't know. I've always enjoyed like that, those types of movies and games and stuff, yeah. Like that. So I mean, like internally, sometimes I'm like, how would you fight? Like, not necessarily in that way, but like if you were to fight in a similar fighting style without like all like the crazy powers and shit. You know what I mean? Like you'll see like you'll see in a fight game or something like that.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, like, or you know, you see their emotions and you're like, oh, what that would look like. Like if you did have a sword and actually follow through with those. Or stuff like that, like swords, knives, spears, or
like,
whatever.
Make it like realistic, and if someone actually caught him like that,
yeah.
Oh, I got you now. Yeah, we're on the same page. Yeah, I'd be on a roller coaster there. I won't lie, dude. I was trying to figure it out.
He's like, "What you mean?"
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was like, "Do do 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 do," and I was like, "Oh, I got it." I'd like to answer.
Full circle.
I'd like to solve. That's the name of my favorite song of all time. I was talking about that earlier. Full Circle.
Oh, Full Circle.
Yeah, such a good song. But I'm telling you, dude, we could take a fragment. I'll play a song, dude.
Good.
My favorite song of all time, dog. I believe in music, dude. I could do it with the Assassin's Creed, Black Flag. Your Assassin's Creed, because they used it as the trailer. I don't have to do the band name. It's by Half Moon Run. You guys should definitely check them out. And you're about to hear a little bit of them. Yeah. Yeah, they used it for the... Skip that, sir.
Oh, let me hear your Cloud Machine real quick.
Yeah, I can't be sure.
So
I might dim it up a little. Oh wait, this is in the trailer.
And your brow tilling.
I had stop that the needle in your skin moving it closer to thought that I watch. Oh, you know what? I think this is just a cinematic of it. Because this isn't the trailer they used, because I feel like the trailer only used like 1:50 of the song.
Mm.
It sounded like a fan probably made this, but hey, this is a sick cinematic.
Hell yeah. I know Assassin's Creed has always put out great cinematic
about
trailers.
The song, anyways.
Yeah. I'm
gonna shut up. Oops. I love the sign.
Spoke to son of his own.
I thought it was the C, right?
Correct.
Bubble Ailed. You did the blast in Alice's. You was used to be just when you're gone all in the world. You did what you can for sure on the Alice Jill. And you go to care for it, it's Evans on the Boston Chedison.
That was crazy.
And I hate shit. It is really good. He's so wild. He's so handy. It's Alan's spoke to Sarah Dog. He'll dip into the sea. The sparks are always bright because he drink for relief. Pick the heart of a child and get wet before it's the one to wipe. Child, and he'll walk around you get to the water. We're so bad.
Tons, both, sad, though.
I'll accept that coming. And it is in my pen.
Better.
Whoa.
Bam. Bam.
Get it right. I know, I was choking on my own spit yesterday. Super great.
The boat.
Yeah, what? So hell. Terms boat circle.
Kink.
Bass.
Crazy.
Yeah, dude. That song, so good. So good. It was, though, I'm kind of, like, curious what the, went on. But if I just looked it up. Oh, it was this one. All right, I'm just going to play this one. Just for, like, my nostalgic. Same song. I'm going to get it stuck in your guys' head. If this was the trailer that I, though, like, saw and found this song.
Yeah.
It was the same day. Remember when it released? I was telling you I was playing Assassin's Creed 3. This is what I saw. This is the announcement trailer. And I saw this one. Yeah, oh, dude. That was like such a cool day. And I have core high memory for me.
Yeah,
I
did.
I was so excited.
The song Loki almost has like Zelda vibes to it, too.
Wow. I could listen to this song all day. This makes me want to play Assassin's Creed Black Flag again.
Such a great game.
One. My favorite one.
Side of the cult. Does someone eat this job?
I forgot what church it was, but I know there is one in Italy,
like the Vatican?
Yeah. And how Assassin's Creed, the developers used their design for the Vatican to help with the reconstruction.
Oh yeah, they had such a detail. Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
By the
I used to love those missions too, bro. The underwater missions.
So like nostalgic for me.
The little block show hand turns will circle. Yeah, what? Show hand turns will circle.
Dude, straight up, I could listen to that song on repeat. We just kind of did. But two different, like, trailer, one cinematic and that one, but yeah, that was the trailer that was like,
what? Did you ever play
10 years ago, my guy? 10 years ago,
time flies.
Crazy, bro. That's gnarly. Such a great game.
Did you ever play Origins?
No, that's that's actually one I missed because so I won't lie. So after Black Flag was the last one that I played from start to finish, and I beat Black Flags like multiple times. I played through that. I was so much, bro. It was so much fun. I had so much fun just sailing around, bro, sea shanties and having a good time just blasting and boarding, bro. I'd be baked, bro. I was like, I am a pirate assassin, bro. Earning the seas, bro. Max level wanted, taking on those bounty ships, bro. dude, I was having a great time doing those sea missions, just diving underwater. It was, dude, I was having a blast. I mean, that's what, like, I love video games. It's, like, a whole just, like, little universe that you get to just play.
Takes you away.
Yeah, people can use it definitely as, like, an escape. Definitely. I can definitely, and it's addicting, bro.
It's for sure.
If you want to get further in the story, you want to see what happens next. It's like a movie that you're playing through.
I know. I have the problem of playing too many games at once. Like, I'm replaying Baldur's Gate. I'm playing the new Spider-Man right now. I'm playing Skyrim right now, too. I'm
just checking cameras.
No, you're good. Nah, like, I get it. I think I'm like almost halfway through the new Spider-Man.
Yeah, bro, just always making sure it's less easier. Like 2 seconds to make sure I didn't, like, a camera didn't stop or like some notification came up. So, yeah, make sure each one's like on do not disturb.
We're here. We're here. We're there.
Yeah. I don't think they could really see me. I'll be like, yo. Dude, there was a moment in like the last episode we did. I know it was like you were talking, bro. I was like, people were gonna think like, what the heck? Because you were talking, dude. And I just looked at myself in the camera. It was just one of those like moments. I just looked and I was like, and then I went back to looking at you. I was just like, oh, dude. It was just like, oh, I don't know. I don't know, dude. High moment, bro.
What games are you playing now?
Games I've been playing recently. We were on like a Warhammer 40K grind for a little bit. Like
that's
Dark
right,
Tide.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like been playing a little bit of Halo recently with my boy.
Yeah.
I bought the High on Life DLC.
For Halo?
No, High on Life. You ever play High on Life?
I don't think so.
It's by the guys that make Rick and Morty. You have like talking guns.
Oh.
And they like talk back to you.
Okay.
Like
gotcha.
And stuff.
Oh. I've seen videos of it. I've never played it yet, though.
Such a great game. So funny, bro. And there's like little details in that game. They're so cool. Like there's like side things. So if you ever do play that game, like do everything. Like walk around and explore. Because like there's like side mission. Like for example, not like much spoiler. It's like so cool to see. And that game's been out for a little bit. It's like, this should get people. Like, this is like the cool things you can find.
Mm.
Like, there's a scene where you just walk and there's like a guy and he's just standing there. He's like, hey, buddy. And like, if you just go over and talk to him and you see another like little alien just sitting down like next to him, just kind of like sad. He's like, hey, could you get my friend a drum? Could you just get him a drum, bro? Like, it's like something like that. He's like, he's really good. Like, you won't regret it. And if you go buy a drum from, yeah, if you go buy a drum from the shop and bring it back, dude, he starts just like playing and he's like all happy. And you're like, oh, this is cool. And he's like, oh, wow, you got him a drum. Thank you. And you like walk away. But each time you go back to that like planet, there's like a small little crowd around him. And they like, you go back and there's a bigger crowd around him. You go back and there's like a really big crowd around him. Like he keeps like growing, bro. And then like eventually you go back and it's all gone. And you like walk over and you talk to the guy. He's like, whoa, dude, hey, thanks again for helping him out. He's now like a like galactic star. He's touring the world now. Like he's living his dream. Just thanks for you for believing and getting him a drum. And you're like, that's so cool. It's like that little side thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's lit.
That's dope. That's kidding.
It's like that game's full of stuff like that. And then like the DLC was like this knifey. You have this knife that just loves stabbing and killing. He has like a chainsaw head, bro. And it's crazy. You're going through like this package, like mail world. It's pretty friggin' fun, bro. I highly suggest playing it.
What did you say it was called again?
High on Life.
High on Life.
Okay. Yeah, dude. The game is lit and the DLC is like super short too. Like I beat it in like, I only played it like shortly, like for like 3 nights.
Okay.
Like I beat it. It wasn't that long of a DLC, but it was cool.
Gotcha.
It was kind of like a cool one. It was interesting.
Okay. High on Life. I'll have to look that up when I get home.
Yeah, dude. Definitely a like get high and play that game. It's just so much fun.
Do you like RPGs then, mostly? Are you going to play Baldur's Gate? Do you think about getting it or no?
Wait, what game?
Baldur's Gate 3.
I don't know Baldur's Gate.
It's like, it's an RPG that's kind of D&D based.
I like D&D. So is it like kind of like Diablo? Is it like kind of like World of Warcraft looking? Is it kind
of... Like, have you ever played any of the Final Fantasy games? Or how their gameplay is.
There was a little fantasy. I can't even remember. I kind of want to get it again because I only played like a short little bit on it. And I can't even remember what I had it on. But it was like you had like a black car and there was four of you. And you're just driving around. It was actually like super. It was really cool. It was like really fun.
Was it Final Fantasy VII? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Devils May Cry is a lot similar to the...
I know the gameplay of that. I've never played it, but like I recognize... Like, I've seen it. I've seen it played and stuff.
It's third person. It's not turn-based until you like enter combat, basically. But like you can go around... Multiplayer. Like it was...
So MMO?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can play just by yourself too, and when you do, like you have certain people of your party that you can have come with you on your journey or whatever, and then the others will wait for you at camp. But if your friends are playing with you, they take up those slots. You can only have 4 people max in your party, okay. So it can be like you and like 3 of your homies doing something.
So it's not like an MMO where there's like hundreds of people online. It's
it's
kind of like Left 4 Dead, like a party system like that.
Yeah.
Like other games I've been playing, so there's a little bit of Halo and the High on Life. I've been slowly playing Mass Effect 1 again.
God, I haven't played Mass Effect in so long.
I love Mass Effect. I love the first 3. Andromeda wasn't bad either. I don't know why Andromeda got so much hate.
I don't think I've played Andromeda.
Dude, Andromeda was... I thought the Tempest, the ship you have in Andromeda, if you're familiar with Mass Effect, you always have that, like, your ship, like the Normandy...
and the other ones. But the Tempest was a cool looking ship. And it was like cool to like go around and captain, and like it had cool observation things. It was sick. It was like super fun. And I loved, like the story was that, like not that long. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty quick campaign. It was not like super quick, but like not super long. You're actually like, whoa, it's over? I like kind of one of those things. You're like,
took you like a long weekend or something, maybe?
Yeah, like you could definitely, if you grinded it, be done with it like 3-4 days.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Even sooner. Like I guess if you really grinded it, you'd be like for one of those guys where you like playing and you see the sun coming up. You got some right here. I got you. Yep. Oh, but fell on your shoulder. There you go. I have no idea what that is.
Something fuzzy.
Something fuzzy. It might be a little piece of Atlas.
Spook.
I don't know.
Full. Thanks.
Yeah, I got you. Well, once I notice it, I hate when people like notice something and like, don't tell anyone about it. See something in someone's teeth, you're like, hey, bro, by the way, you got something in your teeth. Let's just get it real quick.
I know, I'll be telling people sometimes, but like, you got like a booger. Like,
but you're fine, dude. It was on the other side. Cameras didn't even get it. That one. Oh, no, dude. Your life's over, bro. Your life's done.
Oh. You had a good run, son.
Dude, it's okay. People gonna hate now, man. People gonna be like, did you see that little fuzz in his beer?
Trash. Scrub.
Beer in Zach's nose.
I thought it was talking to me the whole time. It's crazy. I don't know they had a special guest. That's crazy.
Dude, I'm dead.
No, yeah. Spider-Man has been definitely my most played currently.
Oh, PlayStation. That's right, dude. I want to play those games. I like the Spider-Man games. So on Xbox, we had like the Amazing Spider-Man games.
Yeah.
Those are fun, dude. I like that. I like those games. I like the, let's say with the changing, you could change your costume.
Yeah.
And I love just swinging around. There's like therapeutic, just swinging around New York City, dude, and you're just chilling.
What a good time.
Yeah.
I should really do this mission, but man, I really want to see how long it takes me to swing from one end of New York to the other end.
Like, yeah, as high as you can, skydive a little
bit. Right.
And the new ones look super sick. They look super clean. And,
like, I love the little wingsuit that you can have in this one, too. It's so much fun.
That's the only game I'm actually jealous PlayStation has an Xbox. That's like the only game. Only game. Like I used to like, I mean, the Uncharted, like they looked kind of cool, but like not enough where I'm like, damn, I really wish Xbox had that.
I never played it.
See? You have a PlayStation, you didn't play. Yeah, I don't know. They got a movie, so it must be like a solid game. It must have done really well. Last of Us, I'm a little jealous on that front. That game looks pretty cool.
I finally downloaded the remastered one. Still haven't played it.
Oh, yeah, I'm late. The show was dope.
I do like the show.
Yeah, the show was dope.
I've seen, like, gameplay and stuff like that before, and so one day I was just like, oh, it's free right now. I'll download it and then play it later.
You know what game I kind of want to play? They remastered Resident Evil 4. I've never really played a Resident Evil game before, but I've been watching my boy. I'll go over and we'll hang out, and then I'll, like, play Mortal Kombat or, like, watch a show or a movie, have a smoke sesh. And he, every once in a while, I'll get there. He'll be playing Resident Evil 4, this remaster, and I'll watch it for a little bit. And it looks cool. Like,
it's fun.
He let me play it for a little bit. It looks solid, like, mechanic-wise. I like the combat.
The fifth one's really fun, too. I like the fifth one.
Is that, like, the village?
Yeah.
Yeah, that gameplay looked pretty crazy.
Mm.
There's a Warhammer game. It's called, like, it's like Verdemite or something. I don't know. It starts with a V. And it's, like, medieval. Kind of dungeon raid, kind of MK4 or what? I don't know. Warhammer 40 Dark Tide.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like that, but in medieval, and you're fighting like skeletons.
I think I remember seeing a gameplay video of that one before.
Yeah, it looks
and you sick. Can have like different classes of people. Yeah.
It looks sick. I might try that out.
One dude was like a pirate on the video that I he looked like a pirate, kind of. I don't know.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be sick. I don't know, I don't know. Dude, imagine, like, being in a time where, like, muskets were, like, first introduced. Like, you're in the military, like, before, you're used to fighting with swords and, like, getting up close, and then, like, they suddenly, or, I mean, I guess even an archer, you're used to being kind of far. Mm. But then suddenly, like, they hand you something, you're like, just pull the trigger, and the other guy, done. And you're like, what is this explosion? I wonder how, like, how crazy that was for, like, the first guy. I'm like, what? And uses him bow. Boom.
Well, you
like, what?
You just have to be a really good marksman. Because, I mean, your rate of fire would be ass.
Dude, I talked to about, I can't, sometimes I get, talk so much. But I don't know if it was you on one of our podcasts where, like, how, like, to keep your nerve, how crazy it actually would be. Like, imagine Revolutionary War. You're marching right in front of each other. You shoot, and they're like, reload, and you know they're about to shoot at you. Like, how crazy, how much, like, concentration you have to keep.
So you wouldn't spill your gunpowder while the motherfucker's shooting right next to your face?
Wouldn't that be, that's, like, insane to think about, like, how to...
Bow, shit.
But also, like, I mean, I guess, like, the adrenaline going through you, you're probably, like, I don't know, if you're in the zone... I don't know, I guess maybe if you go through it enough, you kind of get numb to it.
Mm.
But, like, your first time, dude, must have been just insane.
Man, put on the Assassin's Creed 3 trailer when fucking Connor goes in and fucks up the redcoats, bro.
I got you, my guy.
That was the first thing that popped into my head when you started talking about that. I was like, wait a minute.
Okay, so Creed 3, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah. This was sick. This is sick. Yeah, this is sick. Dude, their cinematics were always key.
I love it. I love it.
Also, cinematics I love, World of Warcraft, and then the Star Wars The Old Republic one.
Yes. Yes.
This one was fire. Yeah, right there, bro. Imagine being, like, right there. Oh.
I watched him fight and died in the name of freedom.
Rodon Hagaden, I think is what his name is. Connor's native name, Rodon Hagaden, or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Like, what a good game this was. It was solid. Like, I remember playing through it when it first came out. I love the naval aspect.
Yeah.
But like, overall, it was actually a pretty solid game. It was, like, smooth combat, dude. It was satisfying. Picking up their rifle and using it for that one shot, just stabbing them.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, that was, oh.
I enjoyed the tomahawk fighting that you could do in it. That actually was kind of interesting. See, that's what I'm saying. That rate of fire is slow. If you can get in there, maybe.
Yeah, also, I mean, yes. Oh, yeah, using them as a human shield, bro.
Yes. Oh, I got the truth.
What are you?
Yeah,
on him.
It's just like those guys are just in his way. He's not even there for them. He's like, I just want him.
On him.
Miss me,
dude. Oh,
wow. Well, you thought?
Yeah, it is thought, man.
What about you?
That good old George Washington.
Boy George over there is like, man.
Bro, George Washington must have been insane in real life, bro.
I feel like he was really ugly. Like, I feel like we did that thing where, like, we just glamorized, like, some of, like, the leaders or whatever.
I mean, but Assassin's Creed get pretty well on, like, what people probably look like. He probably looked...
I mean, they make Cleopatra look, like, stunning. Cleopatra...
He actually, like, yeah, known as, like, a great beauty.
Well, yeah, so considerably. Like, but, like, they're all, like... Or, like, how they did with...
Like, I mean, dude, what was the Roman emperor's name that, like, absolutely was obsessed with?
Alexander? King Alexander?
No.
I thought it was...
It was a Roman general. What was his name, though? It wasn't Maximus.
It's not Alexander. I thought it was. Damn.
Use your phone real quick. Fact check.
What the fuck?
Fact check. Look at Roman general and Cleopatra. I can't say her name right now. How do you say it? Cleopatra?
Cleopatra.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to have Cleopatra. Never mind.
Yeah, but it come up.
Which one was
it? No. Julius Caesar.
No, Julius Caesar, yeah. They say had a kid with it. Well, had a kid with him, but it was after their armies, Octavius, and were defeated, they're combined. No, Anthony. Yeah, that was the general. They got, remember, he ended up killing himself, and so did Cleopatra.
Yeah.
It was Anthony. Julius Caesar, yeah, he was the first Roman, yeah. They had a show called Rome on HBO.
That show was pretty good.
You watched it. Yeah, remember they covered it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that was such a good show. I don't know how historically accurate it, maybe the events were pretty close.
Mm.
Like, you know, Julius Caesar stabbing and like all that was probably pretty, like, I mean, I guess as accurate as you could probably get it.
In Assassin's Creed Origins, you kill Julius Caesar.
That's pretty nuts. I might have to. I've always kind of wanted to play that one.
It's pretty cool.
I played a little bit of Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I got pretty deep in. That's a long game.
It is. I haven't finished it.
Pretty deep into it. That was a sick game. I might. I
still haven't beaten Odyssey. I've done so much on it, but I still have not beaten the game.
I got pretty deep. I almost was where you unlocked that underworld. Like, I think, like, what, it was, like, Atlantis or something.
Oh, yeah, Atlantis.
Pretty close. I was getting pretty deep into that. That was a pretty cool one.
I can't remember if I got there yet.
See, but, like, it's been so long since I played them now, like, I feel like I'd have to start it from the beginning to be able to accept it all, and I just know how long they are.
Like, for me, it's getting back into the combat. Getting back into the combat.
That, too, they switched it up. The last one happened was Black Flags, where it was, like, just that smooth. You could just take on a group of 10 guys and go through them in, like, 10 seconds. If you hit all the combos. I know, dude. I like that, because you felt like this just deadly assassin.
Right.
Now, like, you're fighting.
Now, they're like, yeah, bro, you gotta try.
Yeah, like, dang it. It's kind of fun at the same time, because I do like a good challenge.
I do like good hitting some nice combos here and there. We're like, oh, stab makes you, feared. Kick you, whoop.
You start getting low on health, you know, crap, I gotta wash myself. Yeah, I like that sense, but I also miss like the feel like you're just like an ultimate badass.
Right.
You're just like, oh, nothing.
See, and man, I keep talking about Origins. In Origins, there's this, because you can have two different types of bows, and one of the bows that you can have is like a rapid fire one. The one that I had also had a healing factor. So as long as I'm hitting the enemy, I get life from it. So if I ever started to get a little low, I'd like scoot back a little bit. Real quick, heal up, get back in there.
One problem in long hair, man.
Let's steal it.
Have a hair tie.
Good. I don't know, dude. I can't rock the man bun. I feel like I don't know. I don't like it on me.
I just like having the hair tie. Yeah, I don't use it either.
I see the use in like putting your hair back, like it doesn't get in your face. It always gets in my face all the time. But screw this topic. I want to talk about games still. Assassin's Creed's lit.
No, it's fun. I love Origins too. I've always enjoyed Egyptian mythology too.
And they just released the newest one, Mirage.
Mirage. It's supposed to be
it's out. It's out now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what was it? It was in.
It's kind of like an homage to the first one.
Is it like in Persia?
Something like that. I can't remember where exactly it takes place.
I beat every single Assassin's Creed more than once up through Black Flags.
I haven't played Rogue. I've played a bit of Liberty. I did. Good toss. Good catch.
Hey, yeah.
It's funny. He's like, oh, thanks.
So the first one's like, or this one's now in like
Persia? I think so.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly.
Yeah. No. That's fire. Man.
Was Valhalla the last one before this, right? I think. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
It was sick, dude. Valhalla was sick. Very huge.
Yeah. I haven't finished that one either. I'm finally at the part where, like, you realize you're having, like, the flashback of being with Zeus and all of them.
Yeah.
That's the part that I'm at. I haven't gotten very far. Because I'm still trying to finish Odyssey. But I'm also like, but Valhalla is so fun, too.
Yeah, Odyssey is sick. I like Greek mythology.
Mm.
I like that. So I think that's just pretty cool. I mean, I like Nord mythology too. All that stuff's pretty wild, bro. To be like an actual Viking. Like, well, did you ever watch that movie?
Viking?
Yeah. What was it? I think it was called Valhalla.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
I can't remember if I've seen Valhalla. I've seen episodes of Vikings.
I want to see it. But you like know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
I think it was called Valhalla. Oh, no, it's Assassin's Creed. It was called The Norsemen.
The Norsemen?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I don't think I've seen the trailer for it, though.
Norsemen trailer. It was actually, and they say that this, or was it Norsemen? Gosh, I can't remember it. I'm going to just look up Viking movie trailer, because it's going to probably come up. Because,
like, that one.
I can't remember, Viking, not Vikings the show, Viking movie. The Norsemen. Ah, that's what it was called.
Damn, he could have just clicked on the video.
No, that was like a raid scene.
Oh, gotcha. That was a good sales. Like, damn, was that it?
That's a crazy scene. I don't know. You want to see the trailer, or would you rather see like a scene from the raid?
Do the trailer first, and then I see.
They said that this is probably the closest they got to probably what it might have been like to be. He was a berserker.
Gotcha. I don't know that he was the one as the main character in this.
What was this? The movie?
I cannot escape my fate.
Yes.
That looks sick, no lie.
Sick. So, yeah, they throw in, like, the North mythology that, of course, you know, is, like, probably not true and stuff, but, like, they said it was probably pretty realistic as far as, like, him as, like, the berserker side. Like, I bet they have the... I can go back to the... What was it? I guess I could just do Northmen and then just... They probably have, yeah, it's like a 5-minute scene too. This is a scene from it. It's pretty crazy, man. I guess, yeah, kind of end on this. Viking raids, man.
Viking raids. God, what's that one game where you can actually, it's kind of like that, like it's like a whole battle arena kind of aspect.
Wait, what?
I can't remember what it's called.
Explain it later. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is, yeah. Mid, you want to watch this movie? This is a cool scene.
Nice.
And like, these guys are like tripping on mushrooms. That's like what berserkers would do.
I'm
Got it, love.
And it's exactly how it worked to do lock. And I did it. It always be hitting a face to turn and sound of his testimonies of his powerful. I'm a bit of a song on what the pretty did it. You have the moral attention.
Damn.
And then it just opened the gates. Imagine the freaking Viking doing this, man.
Nice. Crazy.
And do like, imagine I come down.
Hey, the sewers snappy eyes. Eat. But I'm not breathing. And how was it? I hear Anton Helen, but what did he did?
Yeah, what a brutal time, Mom.
It's a pretty tangible, so the order of how I am down, parts of standing the other way. Was he with us? How is the new expedition behind? Was.
We saw that just make for a fine chapel. And the Lord of. We did good.
This is still like a speed overhaul.
Yeah, no.
I only took a net cold.
When we found you as a cop, I knew then what about the hat of cold iron staff.
Dang, she just killed him. Wait.
Slam.
That's the wizard with it.
Jam.
He just wrote this like, oh, not strong enough. To one of the villagers.
I understand. Maybe he has and rolls up there and then
with. Girl has some spirit, bro. Oh, man. Dude, imagine being with them kids, though. That would be so traumatizing, dog.
Crazy.
I mean, it got, like, even in their mental, it just, like, must, like, just chip, like, something away, bro. I mean, it could probably come to a point where you're just so numb. What? You just do... Oh, man.
Damn.
Is it?
What a terrible way to die. What, like...
And, like, what, like, I mean, what an awful... Dude. I mean, dude, that'd be so... They did that, though. They, like, did that a lot. What a... Wow. Yeah.
A
little scene from the movie, man. Pretty intense, huh?
The North.
Yeah, good movie. Good movie.
2 hours, 20 minutes. That's not bad.
No.
Came out last year.
Yeah, it was solid.
I don't know why I don't remember it.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. That, crazy movie, man. Makes me want to play Assassin's Creed Valhalla now.
Dude,
I don't know, dude. I mean, a movie probably wasn't as crazy after it, but like, there's, I mean, maybe they just said it. Maybe I just even heard a friend say that or something. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't even facts. But it was pretty crazy. I mean, we don't really know what it was like back then. You got to think about it. You wouldn't know unless you were actually there.
Right. God, have you ever, well, you said you like some anime, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched the Vinland Saga at all?
No.
It's like a Viking anime.
Oh, that sounds sick. I was
Oh, hi, bro. It's my hair. I thought I saw like something flying, bro. It's my hair.
Only one hair at a place.
I almost smacked my own hair. I was like, oh, I see it in the corner of my eye. It's my hair.
You thought it was a spider at that one?
Oh, dude, that... Bro, there is a spider just scrolling down my hair. I'd be like... I mean, first off, I'd be like, gross. What am I, like, Beetlejuice?
Ooh, Beetlejuice.
Damn. I think this is a solid, just high... chill episode, my guy.
Oh yeah,
dude. Makes me want. Dude, I miss the days where I could just like game my day away. Like you get off school and just game on your weekends. You're just like, oh wow, the sun's out already. Throughout the night, bro, just grinding, bro. I remember grinding the Assassin's Creed. I remember grinding like Dead Space, GTA, freaking dude. There's so many Zelda.
Definitely Zelda for sure.
Medal of Honor, Call of Duties. I mean, Halo, Mass Effect. I mean, I played World of Warcraft, Star Wars, Old Republic online. I played a lot of like Rome Total War, the Total War series games on the computer are a great game series. The Total War sagas are amazing. They're like Risk, but then you like when you fight in a war, like a battle, you command all the thousands of troops and you have to be really strategic and you got to watch and like, and then when you're on the map, it's like you have to control cities, build new things, like, make sure tax, look at the happiness of everyone, make sure that you have enough troops in cities. It's like really cool. Super interesting. It's like super fun. It's a strategic game. Impossible Creatures was an interesting game. It's like where, I forget like the actual campaign of it, but you had like a base. It's kind of like third person base, like Halo Wars base. And like you would combine animals like a killer whale and a scorpion.
But
it'd be like a squirt, like you'd choose, like, it has a kill whale health, so, like, head, so it has like chomp effect or whatever, but it has a stinger with the like, it would be a, yeah, you could.
That's so weird.
It was sick, it was sick.
What'd you say it was called?
Impossible Creatures. It's like that game must have come out like 2003 or something like that. Yeah, but it was a super fun game. like, Zoo Tycoon was always a cool game.
Zoo Tycoon,
yeah, you made
oh my god. Zoo.
They have the Jurassic World one where it's like you make the Jurassic World park.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That one was kind of fun. I got hooked on that. I grinded that game for a while. Like I built until like I beat the game.
They had like a little mobile version of that where it was like kind of same thing.
Jurassic World Evolution or something.
Like yeah, that. Yeah. You just buy dinosaurs, stuff like that. But no, it was kind of fun. I never played. Well, I played that one that they had on the. On the PS4 where you had your own little Jurassic Park kind of thing, but I think it was like more like kind of off of one of the stories and not necessarily like you get to do whatever necessarily.
Yeah.
But no, my little sister, I guess she plays that one.
And that's pretty sick. Dude. Yeah, I kind of want to go back to like on Mass Effect. If you guys never played that game, play it. Because me just playing that recently, playing through the first one again, dude, how much fun it is. And, like, every aspect, especially, like, what's really cool about the Mass Effect, so you've played three of them, right? Except Andromeda, you said?
I think I'm only playing fully through the third one. I don't think I finished the first or the second.
Second one's my favorite.
Yeah.
By far, so good. Like, definitely play. The first one's, like, a little weird, especially, but they have the Legendary Edition out, so it's all remastered. But still, like, same kind of, like, controls. First one's a little weird. I won't lie. I'm OP in the first one. The rifle, like, I'm trying to remember what rifle I'm running. It's just, like, a semi-auto. But it's fire. And I'm just going through it. And I played it. I've beaten it multiple times. But it's, like, if I ever start a Mass Effect, like, run through, I gotta start at the beginning again.
Cool.
So, like, I'm just kind of playing it and going through it. But the second one's lit. It's such a good story, but I really like it. I'm so excited to play the Legendary Edition, the like kind of remastered version of it. I'm so hyped. And then the third one was good. But the second one takes the cake. And that whole story is so cool because once you beat the first one, you can transfer him to the second game.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and it goes to the third game. So like your character from the first game goes into the second game. All the choices you made in the first game carry over. So, like, say okay. Let someone die in the first game. They're dead in the second game. And damn. It affected the story. It can affect the story. Like, it affects the outcome. Your choices really have a consequence throughout. So, in the second game, and then whatever you do in the second game carries on to the third game. They all connect.
That's crazy.
And actually,
man,
it's sick. Start the grind, bro. Get the legendary.
I was gonna say, I might have to.
And then Andromeda is a side story, but it's a fun side story. Like, I actually enjoyed it. I don't know why I got hate. It's not like the first three. Yeah, the first three take the cake. Second one's my favorite. But Andromeda was fun. If you can just enjoy it, like the cool new aspects of it, like, it was pretty heat. I enjoyed it.
Fair
enough. You know what? Screw what everyone else thinks. I enjoy Andromeda. But, dude, the Sega one. Think about it, dude. I'm going to, like, grind that later. Maybe that would be the game I play tonight. Because I can, like, sleep in a little bit tomorrow morning. I might play some Mass Effect tonight.
Yeah. I know.
We'll go to that bonfire for a little bit when I get back. I'm not trying to stay out super late, but I'd go. Yeah, 9:30, like, maybe stay there till like, 11.
It's not bad.
Stay there until, like, 3 a.m. if you want. Cool people, man.
Shit, I'll probably just chill for, like, a couple hours myself, to be honest.
Yeah. But, yeah, that would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I think let's wrap this one up.
I believe so.
Yeah, dude. Fuck.
How are we on time?
Dude, an hour and 16 minutes. Like,
it's think not bad. A little more than less.
But yeah, but like, yeah, think like how much we talked about in an hour and 16 minutes.
Love.
Exactly. That's so crazy. If you really think about it, you just sit down and actually talk. You can talk about so much. Sometimes I wish I was like more educated on a lot of stuff so I could just be spinning like these weird scientific facts at people. But I'm just not that way.
No, I feel that.
Maybe one day, dude, who knows? Maybe as I keep doing this, I'll like turn into like some like mini Joe Rogan where I'm just like, I have so much information now. I was talking to scientists one time. Like, that'd be sick. Who knows, man? Who knows what the future holds for the Floating Island Podcast? I'm just glad you're a part of it. I'm glad whoever's listening right now, you're a part of it too.
I can already hear
thank
my
you,
friends
thank
making fun of my
thank voice. You, Samantha. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, John. Just starting listing off names.
Josie Peppers. Okay, Ray.
Wake up. Wake up, you're dreaming. Alright, guys, as always, I hope you're having a great day. I hope you keep on having a great day, week, month, year, and whatever you do, I hope you do it right, and you're living your best life. We out.
Peace.
Peace.